It seems like an old adage, sex sells, and it seems to sell almost anything. Just watch a few television commercials if you don't believe me. And I'm not just talking about beer commercials in which scantily clad young ladies are running and jumping about as the voiceover describes the merit of some new light beer. Car, perfume, even shampoo commercials utilize sexy models and double entendres to get the viewer's attention and to pitch the product. Even Rabbi Baum of OurJewishCommunity.org discovered that if you put the word sex in the title of a video about Hanukkah, people are more likely to watch it. And when a couple opened an online Christian sex toy store, NPR was all over that story. And if you want to hear more about it, you can check out one of my early podcasts. I told a story there. So while I shouldn't have been surprised, I am surprised that once more sex is selling religion. Well, sorta. In preparing for Passover, I was doing my typical Google searches. I was looking for ideas about seders and what I might teach. And I happened upon an article whose title stopped me cold in my tracks. The title? At a kinky Jew seder, Pharaoh isn't the only one with the whip. Yep, this article published in the Jewish Forward describes the fourth annual unconventional Seder sponsored by Kinky Jews. Yes, this is a real group. I'm not making it up. And it's already sold out in case you're thinking, this got to be more interesting than reading the Maxwell House Agudah one more time. And where is it held? Where else? New York City. The folks promoting the Seder began their group, and I quote, to create a safe and inclusive community for people who identify strongly with both Judaism and kink. Unquote. And while many Jewish organizations today are struggling to maintain their membership, this group claims over 2,000 members to their website. While kinky Jews and their unconventional Seder may be a passing fad rather than an enduring tradition, it surely brings new energy to the observance of Passover. And whether or not one endorses such a blending of religion and sexual expression, once hearing about this unconventional Seder, reading the words of the traditional text will certainly have new meaning. Wishing you a happy and healthy Passover and a wonderful and evocative Seder, however you observe this ritual. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. And take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. We have lots of Passover offerings there. And thanks for listening.